This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast. Emergence, an audiovisual art installation by This Is Loop. A ring-like structure, 10 meters across and 3 meters high, Emergence creates a sort of outdoor room, a roofless rotunda made up of angled mirrors and dancing lights. The structure stands alone in the space, as though it's landed here from above. There's a strange, elusive quality to it, its reflective surfaces taking on the light and color of their surroundings, so that as you approach, it's hard to tell where the world ends and the artwork begins.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and that was a clip from the audio description and sound field of Emergence by This Is Loop, a very immersive, I would say, sculptural installation which is currently touring around the country at various locations and events too. And I'm delighted to say that I'm now joined from their studios in Somerset by Harriet Lumby and Alan Au-Hayes, the collaborative partnership that is This Is Loop, to tell me a little bit more about Emergence. Welcome to RNIB Connect Radio, Harriet and Al.
Hi.
Hi.
Firstly, would you be able to give me a bit of background to This Is Loop and how Emergence came about and what the immersive installation and sculpture is all about?
Yeah, we are a design studio in Somerset, made of the two of us. We started about 7 years ago. We came up with the idea of Emergence a couple of years ago, actually, to begin with. And it was stemmed from some self-led briefs that we set about order and chaos.
It's kind of, it's about the fine line between order and chaos and how kind of all ideas and thoughts come from this sort of tumultuous region where the two blend into each other. You know, it's like a really gray area of like not one or the other, and it's a bit of both at the same time. So like without order, things can be too chaotic, but with too much order, then it takes the chaos away and then there's no room for creativity. So it's this really interesting, it comes from an investigation sort of field which is called the edge of chaos. So yeah, it's really about the kind of the area in your mind where creativity stems from, basically.
And then we started looking at creatively how we would visually represent that, and that's where Emergence stemmed from.
And it's something that people can go inside and experience and made up of sort of imagery and mirrors and things like that. Could you sort of explain sort of how it looks and feels and what people might sort of experience when they do go inside Emergence?
Yeah, so it's a big cylindrical kind of pavilion-like structure. It's 10 metres in diameter, about 3 metres high. It's an inside and outside piece, so the exterior of the piece is like highly, almost hyper-textured, basically, very sort of pointy, how do you explain it? So it's a really faceted kind of mirror object from the outside. And then on the inside, there's 75 of these kind of units that you can look into that create a kind of kaleidoscopic mirror illusion inside each one of these things, basically. And then there's an audio track playing inside the structure that was created, well, in a collaboration with the Nyx electronic drone choir, and they use just the human voice to create all of the sounds that are in the audio track. But it's kind of, it's electronically treated after they record the voices to sort of morph it and change it into other noises, basically.
And then the piece has LEDs around these mirror illusions, which then has been programmed to create kind of an orchestra of light inside.
You worked with Vocalize, the National Audio Description charity, to make Emergence by This Is Loop accessible for blind and partially sighted people through the recorded audio description that can be downloaded from the website and accessed through the NaviLens technology codes that are available at Emergence. What made you think about access for blind and partially sighted people, and what was the process like working with Vocalize on the audio description?
With this piece, we really wanted to make sure that it was going to be accessible by all. And it kind of led us down the path of finding Vocalize, because we wanted, well, firstly, we started trying to describe it ourselves.
which is hard enough in itself.
really difficult. And we reached out to Vocalize, and they came along actually to see it in person and to kind of write this beautiful description, which I really think we would have never been able to do justice to in the way they have. They looked at it in a way that I hadn't even looked at it. So it was this really wonderful experience for us to kind of see the artwork in a way we would never have approached it from before. And they went away, and we had a bit of a back and forward over how we wanted it to be represented, but also how they thought it was best
described.
And then they were so great to work with as well. With it, the process was so kind of lovely part of our creative journey with Emergence, actually.
I was just going to say that, you know, Harriet touched on it at the beginning, but like, we wanted the accessibility to be really like center stage for this piece, really. Like, we really believe in the arts being accessible to everybody, and that has to include everybody. We also installed a hearing loop for the hard of hearing and made sure that all of our doorways were accessible by wheelchairs as well. So we tried to do everything that we could to make sure that it was for everyone.
From a distance, the mirrored faces of the trapeziums give the impression that the world has been folded over itself into an intricate origami creation, the straight edges of the shapes creasing the fabric of the air. Adding to the sense of futuristic otherworldliness, the top and bottom sides of the trapeziums are tinged with gold, like the mirrored surface of an astronaut's visor. People walking past the outside of the structure are reflected within, their bodies sliced up into slanted squares, taken apart and rearranged, with legs walking upside down around the top of the structure, while their heads bob along close to the ground. The experience of these strange mirror worlds is intensified by the addition of light and sound. Each of the square windows is outlined by a strip of LED lights, visible from both outside and inside the structure. At night, their illuminations play inside the mirrored surfaces, choreographed on a 6-minute loop with music. Their colors change with the mood of the music, icy blues sometimes, pinpricks effervescing along with a solo voice. As the intensity of the music rises, veins of deep red skitter along the facets, and purple lightning crackles around the rotunda, as though the luminous globes are caught in a storm that rages through each of the parallel mirror worlds captured inside the curvature of the grid. At times, the lights appear disjointed, downplaying the illusion of the spheres. A pulse of brightness shoots out from the depths of one grid and then another, seemingly at random, so that for a moment it's as though there's no order in the limitless network of mirror facets, just shards of perspective angled against each other. But then a throb of synchronized radiance ignites the four sides, illuminating the spheres and bringing the illusion back to life again. Order emerging out of the apparent chaos of the artwork's infinite reflections.
As artists working with Vocalize on the audio description for Emergence by This Is Loop, has it made you sort of, in a way, look differently at your current work and future work, and made you maybe see things with a different eye and maybe think about description now too?
I think certainly we will, from this point on, always be looking to have audio descriptions made of our pieces going forwards. It's actually a very interesting thought as to whether that will feed into our actual sort of conceptual process or not. It's not something I've necessarily really thought about. But
I think that for me, it's always a consideration how a piece will be received by any one person. But what I think has possibly made the difference going forward, having dealt with Vocalize, is that I feel really confident that our pieces actually can, no matter what we do, actually can have a really cohesive, beautiful description. No matter how kind of weird and wonderful we make it, it actually can be truly represented by just description. And I really love that.
We gave them quite a hard job as the first one with Emergence. It's quite a complicated thing to look at.
Yeah, because a lot of our pieces, you know, do work with illusion. And I often find it hard to just describe it. And so, yeah, I feel like going forward, it will always be a consideration for us. Well, for me anyway. And I think that I just feel confident now that we can kind of make anything and it will be
represented as well as vocalized do.
And
yeah.
It will be also a really, really lovely angle to the creative piece.
Because I suppose it's that thing of, you know, sort of a describer looks at things in a different kind of way and they very much look at detail. And I know from sort of past experience of working with describers that, you know, when they do work and train people and work with artists and stuff, sometimes people don't necessarily see the things that a describer might see because they are looking at that sort of detail.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was, you know, case in point, when we got the description through from them and listened to it the first time, it was absolutely amazing to hear somebody's description of something that we knew so well, but they pointed out things that we hadn't noticed, really. And to get that entirely different angle on something that is sort of so foremost in our minds because we'd been working on it so hard, it was great.
Emergence is very much a work of art and installation that people can just turn up to, walk inside, and maybe in a way immerse themselves in the whole experience through the sound field and the imagery and everything else. What would you like people to take away from that experience of going to Emergence and really getting, I suppose, wrapped up in it?
I think we always envisioned the piece to be quite contemplative. I guess we would really like people to be able to have been stirred by it, or something in them to have been stirred, like maybe raised a question in themselves or...
Yeah, the questioning is definitely...
So yeah, if it makes people feel something and they take that feeling away with them and it's a lasting sort of thing to think about, then I think that we've achieved our goal, I guess.
I also really like the fact that it's a journey for people when they're in there, because of the different illusions, lots of people will start at one point with their mind looking at it from one angle, and then as they kind of walk around and listen, the whole piece changes and the perception changes because the illusion changes. And I really like that it's a real journey.
I mean, that's worth noting as well. In fact, that the audio piece itself, we worked with the Next Choir to really try and make that a journey.
Mm.
And because it was about order and chaos and how that sort of feeds into everyday life, the piece itself starts somewhere kind of quite calm and ordered, and it builds up to something a little bit more chaotic and then back into a more ordered and calm state. So from start to finish, it is a journey. And I guess if people feel like they've been on one when they leave, then that's great.
Yeah.
And Emergence is currently on at Leicester, I think, during December. And there will be other opportunities for people to immerse themselves in Emergence at other locations and at other events too. And I suspect the best place for people to go to find out more about Emergence and where they can experience is to go to visit your website.
Yeah. I mean, if you come to our website, there's a contact section on there, and if anybody's in particular interested, then just pop us an email and we'll let you know where it's going to be next.
The other place I would suggest to visit is our Instagram, because that will give the most current updates on where we will be next or where we are currently, which is this_is_loop.
And the website address is?
That's thisisloop.co.uk.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Harriet and Al from This Is Loop, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about Emergence by This Is Loop. And I would certainly recommend going and experiencing the immersive experience that is Emergence if you can.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.